Welcome to the Days of Praise podcast, a daily devotional by the Institute for Creation Research.
God's remnant. It may be the Lord thy God will hear all the words of Rabshakeh, whom the king of Syria, his master, has sent to reproach the living God, and will reprove the words which the Lord thy God hath heard. Wherefore, lift up thy prayer for the remnant that are left. 2 Kings 19:4. These words were part of King Hezekiah's plea to Isaiah for help in prayer against Rabshakeh and the Assyrian army besieging Jerusalem. It marks the second time in which this particular word is used for the remnant. The first occurrence was in Genesis 45:7, when Joseph assured his brothers that God had sent him into Egypt to preserve for Israel a posterity in the earth. This word is prominent later in the writings of the prophets, who frequently refer to the faithful Israelite remnant during times of apostasy. The same doctrine appears in the New Testament, speaking of the children of Israel during the time of their dispersion among the nations because of their rejection of Christ. Paul says, "Even so then, at this present time also, there is a remnant according to the election of grace." There are many Jews, even today, who have received Jesus as their Messiah and personal Savior, even though Israel as a nation still rejects him. This biblical doctrine of the remnant applies especially to faithful Israelites who witness to God's truth even in times of national apostasy. Nevertheless, the principle seems to apply to so-called Christian nations as well. Although nominally Christian, each of these nations, like the church at Sardis, has the name that thou livest and art dead, as far as true biblical Christianity is concerned. Nevertheless, in each, there is still a remnant of real, believing Christians, and these have the great responsibility to maintain a true witness for Christ in just such a time as this.
If you've enjoyed today's devotional, be sure to subscribe wherever you listen to podcasts. And please rate and review so more listeners can find us. To support ICR's ministry, visit icr.org/donate. Your gift of any amount helps us to reach others with biblical truth and encouragement. Thanks for listening. We hope you'll start each day with Days of Praise.